Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments on different platforms, and you can learn more at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, in today's segment, I want to speak about level up your wow factor by knowing that you are worthy and more than enough. This is such an important topic, and I especially want to address the amazing thought leaderpreneurs who are truly showing up in the marketplace, sharing their worthwhile, outstanding works and making a huge difference. But I bring this topic up during this time because what I've discovered in my primary advisory and consulting roles over the years is that I have witnessed several powerful leaders and entrepreneurs who feel like they are unworthy of having the very life and success that they champion others to have. And unfortunately, this is still very true, and it seems to be actually at an all-time high. And, you know, it's interesting because not just in reference to things that have happened and occurred, you know, in the world over the last year or so, but even prior, a lot of leaders just simply not, you know, feeling worthy. And no matter how many self-help books are on the market or the seminars that are offered, yeah, on this topic, even the best of the best still seem to fall prey, in a sense, to or fall into this false narrative of not feeling worthy, you know, or more than enough. And most believe that they should feel this way so that it keeps them sort of, you know, humble. And I call that false humility. And that's a whole nother conversation and topic. However, I'm going to be very honest. It is absolutely absurd when others buy into this false narrative. And the more I talk about this, it'll make a little bit more sense to you. Now, let me be clear. Indeed, I do believe that there is always an opportunity, of course, to level up our worthiness and our more than enough expression. However, the idea, first of all, of thinking that you're not worthy to experience the more expanded life that will actually allow you to make an even greater impact in income, I mean, it doesn't make sense. And it's not being true to who you've been created to be. God didn't make unworthy beings. He created vessels of honor that would carry out a divine plan and purpose for their existence. There's a reason why you are here. And it's time to really come away from false narratives and old paradigms. And that, because that old paradigm thinking and the conditionings that have others believing otherwise, that they should not be feeling worthy. And it's been to the biggest detriment even in the spiritual and religious communities too, to attach and assign, you know, that to others when it actually isn't true. Now, certainly, I do believe, don't get me wrong, that there are different contexts to it that has its place, but it's never been designed for individuals to just feel worthless and to feel like, for leaders especially, going through your purpose and your mission, not filling up to speed or up to par with why you're actually here. And again, the more that you start to think about this, it doesn't make sense. And it may seem like it's cute, or I feel like, you know, I don't want to make myself look too puffed up. It actually has nothing to do with that at all. I mean, again, it's absurd. And I know a lot of people don't actually come from that angle. But, of course, me, I do things off of the traditional grid, and I'm also a solutions catalyst, so I'm not afraid also to say some things that need to be said that maybe others aren't going in that area. But to think that you are not worthy, that just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, not during this time in humanity's evolution and where we are and all that has, you know, been given. And when you are called to something, I mean, just think about it. How can you serve at the highest level in your worthwhile, outstanding works and deliver your wow factor to your primary industry, the marketplace, even the world at large, if you're spending time believing that you don't have what it takes, or you don't feel deserving of a life that's yours by divine right, not by entitlement, but your birthright? And according to John 10:10, that is life more abundantly. So you need to, if you're feeling unworthy, you need to stop allowing the thief to kill, steal, and destroy the very truth of who you are. Again, vessels of honor, and you were created as a worthy being. Indeed, there have been things that have been done, and we do seem to fall short of kind of the greater, grander picture, but this is what the journey is about, the evolutionary journey and expanding so that you can evolve, learn, and grow. But again, never assign unworthiness to you. It's not even true. It's not. And we were sourced from the one that is more than enough. I mean, you just think about it. If we are, which we know that we are, then why don't we just allow ourselves to operate as extensions of that same vibration, created in the image of God? And there is no unworthiness in the Most High. And people can put that in whatever context that, you know, that they choose to. I'm leveraging, obviously, the language of my grounding and my truth. But it doesn't make sense. Stories. When you know you're called to serve, you're called to serve, yet not feel worthy of the calling or enough to carry out the calling at the highest level, I mean, it starts to not make sense, and you have to look at it like that. How are you not worthy? I mean, despite what you've done, or how are you not worthy? How are you not more than enough, even if you are providing something for the person that you are one or two steps ahead of? How are you not more than enough? Because you're more than enough for someone or some situation, some scenario. And when you know that you've been given a charge and a purpose, why do we even equate unworthiness, you know, into the equation? Again, I'm a disruptor, so I do hope that for some who have been feeling a certain way, that you are certainly being disrupted. And I'm doing some divine demolition to shift you out of the false narrative, because, again, it doesn't make sense. And this is why this topic is really important right now, because more than ever, leaders particularly are needed to stand up and to be the beacons of new light and new hope. But if they're caught in their own, I don't feel worthy, I don't feel enough, then no wonder so many continue to suffer. because the ones who actually can provide the solutions for them aren't stepping up. And that's a whole other topic, too. And I want to be clear, as I'm talking about leveling up at this point, I get it that we don't always feel confident. We don't always feel prepared. And we certainly don't always have the courage to even take leaps into to new territories. But some are camping out in their comfort zones, and some aren't even expanding just the territory that they're in. And again, that's another topic, too, but some of it does come back to the unworthiness. But I'm going to say it, and as bluntly as I can, is that, but we don't have time for that. You have to move past that. You can't only think about yourself. You have to also think about the people that you're here to make an impact on. All right? Your stall is not only delaying you, but it is also delaying the ones who very much need what you have to offer. You know, I don't ever really like to talk about the problem, so to speak, but I'm going to address this in this way. Often what happens is that too many people are relying on themselves and not the one who gave them the mission. So as I said before, there's no time to be delaying, staying stuck in old stories, false narratives, because sometimes it's not about the what or how you feel. It's about what's true. And sometimes people are staying in stories because they're choosing to stay in stories. Because the truth of the matter is that these illusions of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I mean, where does that even come from? And I know some are going to say, well, of course, I mean, that's taught even in, you know, our spiritual context. And but the thing about it is that has been taken out of context, you know, as well. Again, never was put in place for others to continuously feel like they're not enough, because you are for whatever the situation or scenario is. And again, how are you more than enough, and how are you worthy? You are worthy through the one who is all worthy and more than enough. So when you're flowing that energy and you are connected and operating from that, it is impossible to not be worthy and not to be enough. Even if you don't want to put the worthiness on yourself and feel puffed up and proud, you can even put it to say, well, but God is worthy, and God is working through me, which means the worthiness is flowing through me. God is more than enough, and I'm open to allow that more than enoughness to flow through me. So how do we get caught in the stories when we actually take our focus off of the one that's sourcing and put this emotion? And we start thinking about ourselves. And I'm just saying, it's time out for that. Because it's too many people, again, that are requiring. You are here to deliver. So it's time to level up. But the thing about it is that you are worthy. And you are always more than enough. Again, you're connected to the source that you spring forth from. Everything else becomes illusionary in nature in terms of you not being able to carry out and live the way that you're supposed to live, prosper, be in good health as your soul prospers, life more abundantly. Because when you are living from that vibration, that is what goes out into the world, to the ones that you're here to make an impact on. So you are worthy, and you are always more than enough. That is the truth, not the false narratives. That's your truth. So it's time to level up your wow factor and know that you are worthy and you are more than enough, period. So, you know, when you feel the truth, and that's what I want you to do today. When you feel the truth of your worthiness, then what happens is you will start to draw others who are aligned in their worthiness. And they're the ones that are going to be a part of your experience. Because if you stay stuck in feeling that you're not worthy, then guess what? You will continue to create scenarios that will keep you in a loop of confirmation bias that will provide you with consistent evidence of a false narrative of things happening, so you continue to not feel worthy, do things for others and feel unappreciated or won't accept a compliment that someone is giving to you. You have to ask yourself, you know, why? Why would you want to continue to stay in that? So these are things that I just want you to ponder on, especially if you have been feeling like you aren't enough and that you don't feel deserving. You just have to tell yourself, this is insane. God doesn't just give insane people big missions. Well, if he does, I mean, it's then to bring them out of that and leverage that insanity in a more profound way. But the truth of the matter is we lose our disconnection. Well, we lose our connection, I should say, and we are disconnected when we put so much focus on us and how we feel, what we think about ourselves. And, yes, you do need to believe in yourself. You do need to be confident in yourself. But ultimately, you need to have more faith, trust, and confidence in the one who sourced you, in the one who has given you this greater divine plan and purpose. You have to keep focus on that. And it's not about putting your head in the sand and not tending to your soul's needs, okay? It's not just saying get over it. But if this becomes something chronic, what I'm saying is that it's working against your wow factor. And we need your wow factor now more than ever. We need the worthwhile, outstanding works to be going forth in the marketplace and making a tremendous difference, because you're here to make an impact. So in the most lovingly way, I am going to tell you, in a sense, to get over yourself. Get on with it. Get on with God in terms of why you were here and what you need to be doing during this time. Sync up with the truth of your worthiness and the truth of your more than enoughness. Because, again, you would not be called to be demonstrating the worthwhile, outstanding works and have developed yourself in these ways only to come short and say, well, I don't feel worthy to now receive more abundance so that I can make a greater impact. You just, like I said, if you're in that space, you have to snap yourself out of it. It didn't just say, you know, this is insane. There's you can't even find anything that can really support that. Well, I'm sure that others, they have and will. But again, it's a false narrative. You're such a magnificent expression. And as I mentioned, more now than ever, it is time to demonstrate that, to play it out at a higher level. And so that's my, you know, empowerment around that. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're here to make an impact far greater than you can imagine. And so I don't like to just talk about a topic and not provide some next steps or something, you know, things that can support. So I do have some publications, and they will be in the show description, the information to them, but they are available on Amazon. And one of them is I Am Worthy. It's a self-value mastery journal planner for living your divine right lifestyle. You'll find that majority of my publications are written in journal-style formats because I like for others to be able to get the information out of them instead of having a lot of my own information and things that will inundate and tell you how you need to do these different things. They are guided where it does evoke and stimulate. They're more trigger mechanic type of publications so that it does stimulate and give you some empowerment and, well, it does some have tips that will help you, but ultimately it's going to be you getting out of you the truth, and that's a way you will discover more of your purpose and your worthiness. Another one that I have is Worthiness is Now, and it is a journal planner guide for connecting and communing with your higher worthy self in the present moment. And then the third offering is I Am More Than Enough. It is a self-confidence journal guide for accessing your I Am power and unleashing your truth. So your I Am, and we know what the I Am energy is, so connected to that and flowing that through you, you can't lose. You are more than enough, and you certainly are worthy. And I could go on and on about this particular topic, and I'm sure that I will address it again, even on this platform. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into the Wow Seat for today's broadcast. And I really do hope that this segment was a source of empowerment and encouragement for you to start leveling up your wow factor, to know that you are worthy and you are more than enough. And if you are not following us on Facebook, we'd love to have you follow us there. And I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Thank you again so much for joining me for this segment. And, of course, I look forward to being back with you soon. And, as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.